upon this nation for 2013. No more mass shootings in Jesus' name taking place and defining this country as well as a violent nation with violent people. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go ahead also and let's look back in the book of Malachi. I'm going to be reading just one verse there. I'm starting a brand new series I wrote about in the letter just briefly as well. It's called Opening Windows. Interesting that Cheryl mentioned what she mentioned. Cheryl does not take and read my letters for the most part before I actually start preaching and speaking here on a Sunday morning. So she had no idea what my series even called about opening windows as God gave her the scripture also and the belief and prophetic word about opening doors. And as James also picked this song out today about all the doors shall be open. The good news is this means that God has something good for each one of us who are going to take a hold of this word and take this to heart. And not just see this as information, but see this as a transforming word that's for us today and for the new year. In this series here, the first message this morning is going to be called God's Treasure Released. God's Treasure Released. And so again, this series, like all series I do, are not just for information to take notes and have something kind of cute to listen to on a Sunday morning to kind of clock in and clock out in religious type church ways. It is for transformation for your mind, for your lives, and for your heart. I believe God's got a word for us today and in this series as well. God has in store many things he wants to open up to you and to myself that's not opened up yet, okay? So take and write some notes down, write some things down, do some research beyond this message as well. I believe God wants to speak to us in a very clear way about opening doors, opening windows, opening things to us that have been shut down from us. God has good things in store. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 is, of course, that familiar verse about bring the full tithe, the full offerings in the storehouse. This is not a message about finances or about the first part of Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. We're going to talk about here, starting here, because this scripture talks about opening the windows of heaven. This is more about a principle of God, a truth of God, revelation from God about how to open windows up from heaven than it is about what the tithe and offering does for us, and it's about finances also as well. So let's read now Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, also I believe on the screen as well, New King James Version. And it says here, bring all the tithes in the storehouse, there may be food in my house. Try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that you will not be able to have room enough to receive it. This scripture can really bother yourself, even myself as well, when it's only seen in the context of money. Because it says, see if I can't open up the windows of heaven so wide, so big, there's no room even to contain and receive all that I give back into your lives. How many would agree that there's enough room in your house and my house as well for all the $100 bills God wants to give us? I've got a lot of space in my closets, in my bedrooms. I can receive gold bullion. I can receive silver nuggets. I can receive $100 bills, 50s, 20s, even 10s in every room in my house and find some place for them to go to. Amen? You know, back about a few weeks ago, we had the record lottery in this nation. Over $500 million to be won in the lottery. Now, some of you guys are more spiritual than Cheryl and I are, but we actually took and talked a little bit about the night before that lottery was won. What would we do if we won $500 million and it was in our laps all of a sudden? Because somebody's going to win that money. Somebody's going to win that. And so we didn't go rush out and buy lottery tickets because until I get a word of knowledge from God with the exact numbers for lotteries, I don't buy tickets for those things. But I said, what would we do with $500 million? And we shared those things together. Hey, folks, you've ever done something like that yourselves? Just kind of talk about what would I do if I won $500 million? We thought about all the money we give to our relatives, and those we love, and those that have been a blessing to us. Thought about giving money out to our relatives overseas, and those that are here in America, and talked about how we also would take and what kind of cars you'd buy, perhaps briefly, what kind of house you'd buy, and also thought about all the missions work to be done in Africa, and over in Europe, and over there in other nations where people are so poor, things you could buy, staff, and so forth. I thought about how easy it would be for me to spend $500 million very fast when I see the needs of the entire earth all around me. Wouldn't be a very hard thing to do. Amen? What God is saying here to you, though, he says very clearly, I will pour out such a blessing upon you, you can't have room to contain all I give back into your life. So God's not talking here about just money and just about finances. He talks about something here far beyond just money and just financial blessings. It's about things that goes beyond that to the realm of the emotions, the soul, influence, favor, wisdom, grace, all these things. God said, I'm going to pour things upon you so mightily, there's no room to contain all I pour into your life, is what God is saying to you and I. Amen? So if this was only about finances, then this truth would be a hard one for us to deal with in itself. The Message translation in this Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 goes on and says, see if I won't open up to you heaven itself and pour out a blessing beyond your wildest dreams. That's what God's promise is to us in the Hebrew language. Beyond your wildest dreams, the blessing I pour upon your life is so great, so magnificent, you can't even contain what I give you in any kind of a shape, form, or dimension. I want you to write down these five things, these five words from this verse, Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. This is going to take and define the five main words I'll be dealing with for the next several weeks here in this church on Sunday mornings. And the first word given is a word called throw open. Let's get on the same page now this morning and have the same definition here for these words, these five key words. And the first word again is the word throw open. The word throw open is very, very similar to the word called breakthrough. We've all heard back in the 70s and 80s in the charismatic movement the word breakthrough time and time again. I ministered with a man named Larry Lee back in the 1980s, a guy from Rockwall, Texas. He had entire breakthrough seminars across the entire nation where we found tens of thousands of folks coming together here to learn how to pray, how to drive down the powers of darkness, bind the powers of hell, and have spiritual breakthroughs take place upon the earth. The word throw open is very much like this word, breakthrough. It actually means in the Hebrew language to make suddenly and dramatically more accessible. To open forcefully and with purpose. God's going to give us an anointing ability there to can throw things open forcefully, suddenly, dramatically, and with purpose also behind that. Sometimes God's not opening things up to us forcefully because we have our purpose behind that, not God's purpose. We have our motives, we have our desires, not God's desires behind that. So God says, I resist the proud, but I give grace and power to the humble. So God's making our purposes, I think, also in line, our motives in line, to see these things begin to be thrown open that have been hindered from us. There's also some things that are closed over our lives and some things that are actually withheld from us, that are locked from us, because sometimes the windows are dirty, the windows are locked, or the windows are just totally closed shut. God wants dirty windows cleaned up. He wants locked windows unlocked. He wants closed windows to be opened back up again. God wants to open up the windows of heaven to us and bring forth a blessing we can't even contain in our lives. And there's also reasons that certain things are hindered and we don't see windows being opened up that God wants to open up for us. We're going to pray to God the next few weeks ahead of us. Holy Spirit, show us what is hindering the open windows over my life that you want to bring forth into my heart and into my life. I'm going to pray to God again today as I speak his word from this pulpit, these next few days, this next few minutes, even this morning here. God, give us spiritual ears to hear what he's saying to every one of us individually by his Spirit. Because what I'm hearing God saying right now is there's some closed windows in your minds, your hearts, and your lives, and your circumstances God wants to open up in the year 2013. And I can speak up here today in a total monotone, boring voice. Makes no difference. What I'm saying here has got to be heard in the ear of the Spirit and understood that what God is saying to us is I'm making available to you guys this open window, open heaven, open door is going to bring to you such a blessing you can't even contain or receive what I'm going to pour out on the other side of that. If you'll hear my voice, obey my voice, and hear what I'm saying about these things in your life. The book of Proverbs, for example, says to us, the rebellious always stir up the whirlwind around them that brings in confusion and chaos in their lives. So a rebellious spirit must be seen by the eyes of the Holy Ghost. Because sometimes even believers have got a bit of rebellion inside their own hearts and lives that they're totally blind to. And if you've got rebellion inside your own heart, the Bible says it's going to stir up the whirlwind that brings forth confusion and it brings forth chaos. And some believers are walking around in chaos and confusion because they've got a rebellious spirit in them that God wants to reveal and remove from their lives. Proverbs also says the path of the wicked brings forth thorns. And thorns does what? Thorns chokes out the living word of God inside your life. God speaks, the thorns are there, and the thorns of wickedness choke those things out. So discern also inside your own heart and life Where might I be finding wickedness coming inside of my eyes, my ears, my thoughts, my speech, my actions? That must be discerned by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to shut that door to Him that I might see an open door take place for God's glory, God's blessings in my life take place upon the earth. How do you throw open the windows is a question today. As a pastor, I have a keen interest in all you guys in our congregation have open heavens, open windows, open doors take place, because when that takes place in your life, it means your family becomes in harmony. It means your marriage is blessed. It means your finances are blessed. Your job is blessed. You're starting to do things to expand God's kingdom. Good things take place in every part of your life. When there's open doors, open heavens, open windows, God's favor is in your life, and all things start making sense in you and through you, and God's kingdom advances in many ways by your life. Your testimony, what God does in you and in your life as well. Number two, or second word, is the word windows. What are windows in the spiritual sense? Windows are something that are capable of being opened or being shut. God's word speaks a whole lot about opening things and shutting things. In specific, what do we open? How do we open them? When do we open them? Why are they opened up? Also, when are things shut? How are they shut? Why are they shut? How do they get opened back up again if they are shut? God speaks about opening things up, shutting things down. And God says right now some things are shut down in our lives that God wants opened up in our lives that are not opened up yet. And by God's goodness and God's grace and God's discernment, He's showing us things that are shut that He wants opened over us, in us, and through us. There's something about abundance that flows and creates more and more abundance. The Bible says that. Those who are rich have received more and more and more. Those that are poor, little they have is taken away from them. Abundance brings more abundance. Poverty brings more poverty. Lack brings more lack. Scarcity brings more scarcity. And God wants that curse broken off of our lives in every part. God's not the God of lack, not the God of poverty, not the God of least, not the God of little. God's a God of much. God multiplies. God gives abundance. God gives increase. God gives more than enough. Amen. Those things are happening in your lives, not just in money and finances, but in every part of your lives. God wants that closed or almost closed window opened up wide to receive God's best, God's plenty, and God's fullness in your life in the year 2013. You might be saying right now, well, what about the coming recession? What about the fiscal cliff in about 2 days? Many folks find themselves falling over that thing. What about the wars, rumors of wars, and the extreme drought, so forth and so on? God says again, don't look at your own economy around you to dictate what God will do in the year 2013 in your life. We must not let the news, the media, and all reports around us that are negative dictate our lives for the coming years ahead. I believe God's got in store for the church of Jesus Christ the greatest years of victory yet the church has ever seen before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. Amen? A spotless bride, a glorious bride, an overcoming bride, a faith-filled bride, a bride that says, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. I am an overcomer every day of my life till Christ sets his foot back upon the face of this earth once again. I will not tremble nor be afraid till Jesus return upon the earth. Amen? Our goal is to have unhindered and unlimited provision take place in your life. I believe in 2013, God spoke into my heart so much, and folks right here in Tree of Life Church, that God's going to open up some windows to you in realms of wisdom, realms of counsel, realms of your workplace, your vocation, your influence is going to increase so much, it'll surprise even you what God does by December 31st of 2013. You will not diminish. You will not go backwards. You'll not decrease in the land. You shall increase. You shall possess. You shall multiply. You shall go forth. You shall expand. You shall grow in Jesus' name in 2013. I want to annihilate every lie of Satan that's been sown into your mind this year of 2012 that's going to close those windows down and keep those windows shut. Your health shall get better. Your disease shall be gone. Your sickness shall be healed. Your mind shall be renewed. Depression shall be broken off your life. All those things of negativity shall also be removed, reversed. There shall come to you a positive influence. There shall come forth to you a strength, a joy. There shall come forth a light and a glory that astounds you, your friends, your neighbors, relatives that have known you for many, many years, and say, look at what change God has done in their lives in a short amount of time. I see strongholds being broken. I see windows being opened up. And I see things being thrown open by God's grace and power in 2013 like never before. Because God's ordained that for this season, for this time. It's going to come forth by, in your life by faith, by hearing what God's word says to you. God's already speaking this morning here about open doors, open windows, open heavens. It must be available to us, or God wouldn't be talking about this by the mouth of two or three witnesses already today in this church. It must be available to us. Amen. Moving on, number three, third word is the word heaven. The word heaven has three things to write down. Think about heaven. Number one, heaven always equals immeasurable in quantity and provision. Heaven in the Bible always equals immeasurable in quantity and provision. God says, I'm the God of the cattle of a thousand hills. God has no lack. God is creator. God can just speak things out, and they are created out of nothing, it seems like, upon the face of the universe, because God is God. God has all supply. God has all provision. God has all of our needs that can be met by his riches and his glory through Jesus Christ, the Lord, that lives inside of our heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Second thing about heaven, number two, is heaven is God's dwelling place, his throne. What's that mean? It means the place of God's authority. Jesus Christ said, all authority has been given now to me. I now pass that authority on to you, the church of Jesus Christ. We have authority over the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Quit letting Satan walk on your territory, on your job, on your marriage, on your children, on your workplace, on your city, your neighborhood. I'm saying, take authority over the powers of darkness. Speak things out of your mouth and say those things that are not as though they were in Jesus' name. And realize that God can come through, God can pull through, and God can bring information out of your own mouth, heart, and speaking words of faith there, as only God can do by his grace and by his spirit. Third thing about heaven, number three about heaven, is heaven's a place of divine transformation. The Bible says that Jesus Christ died on a cross. He was killed in weakness. He was killed in shame. He was killed in mortality, but he was raised up in a new glorified body. He comes back on a white horse with a crown on his head, a sword in his hand, flaming eyes of fire coming out of his own face. He's now King of Kings, now Lord of Lords, transformed by the power of Almighty God. But God also says, you guys also that go to heaven, receive a new body, a new glorified body, a place that's been, a body that's been totally transformed by the power of Almighty God. You are transformed in the twinkling of an eye, is what God's word says to us. Heaven's a place of divine transformation. The good news is, though, heaven's not just up there. Heaven can come right down here. Heaven can come down to the earth. Now, how do I know that? How do I see that? Well, a man named Bill Johnson has a book out. You want to read that book sometime yourself? He's got a pastor out there in California of a good, thriving church. And I can't remember the name of the church. What's it called again? Bethel Church, yes, out there in a place called Redding, California. His book is called When Heaven Invades Earth. Talks about the fact that heaven can come down, heaven can invade earth. Heaven wants to invade your life on an everyday, daily basis as well. When heaven does invade earth, things that were at one time at lack are now at plenty. Things that were at one time that were all sick and withered up are now becoming thriving, healthy, whole, and real. Things were at one time going through confusion, going through questions, now answers break out. And now produce comes. Now increase happens. Things of lack are now made things of plenty. Things are getting reversed when heaven invades earth. God's very nature, God's very kingdom comes forth and brings forth divine transformations only God can bring. And they come forth suddenly, many, many times. Amen. I'm believing God at Tree of Life Church in 2013 that heaven will invade this place. And we'll see some suddenlies happen here more and more and more in this place. Things you prayed for months and weeks and sometimes even for years, God will come down upon this place in his might, power, grace, and glory and bring forth divine transformations by the spoken word of God that brings forth a change that's so dramatic. All the glory goes to him, his name, his power, his grace, and His strength. I want to be hearing God's voice and believing Him for divine transformations in this place, in Jesus' name. The fourth word is the word blessing. The word blessing. Blessing in this whole series is defined by this. Blessing is more than just a financial, relational type thing. It actually means to transfer from God's abundance to your needs. Transferring from God's abundance to your needs. A divine exchange takes place. A divine transaction happens. It actually means in the Hebrew language, the word blessing means a bank transfer takes place in your behalf. From God's account to your account. You have a need, God has supply. Blessings mean God's surplus becomes your surplus, and God brings forth the answer to your problem, and God can take care of any need in your life when you call upon His name and say, Father God, I need this need met, but I need keys to that also in my life. You know, my son Daniel here on the front row works at a place called Apple Computer. Apple's been very, very blessed as far as man's blessings are concerned in the past few decades. They're making money hand over fist. They're selling iPods and iPads and whatever all over the entire planet by the millions. And because he works there, he receives blessings from Apple's corporation. They receive bonuses. They receive raises. They receive some of the best chefs in the nation are there cooking their lunches for them. They get lunch very cheap given to them. They get free meals given to them. They get discounts on iPads, iPods, computers, and so forth. They get blessings from things like that. But guess what? Apple cannot bless him with a good marriage. They can't bless him with a longevity of his health. They can't bless him with healing inside of his body. They can't bless him with peace of his own soul. A corporation and what man can do only can bless us so much and so in such a limited amount of space. The good news is God's blessing touches every area of your life. Not just money and raises, bonuses, and vacations, but every part of your life, God can touch that with his own power, grace, and might. As only God can do. Because the Bible says God's name is what? God's name is I Am. Now, Abraham said, what does I Am mean? I Am means I'm everything I need to be in all your circumstances. I am that I am. That's who I am. Like Popeye the Sailor Man says, I am that I am. Amen? All that you need in all situations, God is that and God is more. Blessings means God has supply for everything you need in life, but God also has some keys of seeing those blessings tapped into. And God wants some closed windows opened up to bring forth those blessings into your life. And it may not be money, raises, or bonuses. It might be, again, a peaceful marriage. A rebellious child comes back to Christ. It could be a healing for your body. It could be a breakthrough for your own neighborhood, for your own workplace. Those are all blessings God has in store for His people. Realize also, the Bible talks about in the Old Testament a place called the stairway to heaven. The Bible says Jacob, he had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the grandson of Abraham. Jacob lay down on a rock on the way back to his own place of birth, about to meet Esau face to face. And we laid there upon that rock that night by a place called Peniel. It says he fell into a trance or a dream. He began to see a ladder go to heaven, and he saw angels ascending and descending on the stairway to heaven. Now, why do angels ascend and descend all the time on the stairway to heaven? Because angels are either coming down with answers and solutions, or they're going back to get their orders to come back down here again with answers and solutions. They're going back to God to receive orders, or they're coming to the earth to release those orders upon the peoples of the earth. I heard a guy one time on TV a few weeks ago say something. I don't really totally agree with it. He's a good preacher, but I don't get this one thing he said. He said that most of our angels are very, very bored because they're going around us all the time trying to do things of adventures through us, and we're not using our faith or not using our anointing to do things for God's kingdom, and it's just boring our angels to tears. I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, that's not so. My angels never get bored because when you don't utilize my angels, they start praising me, they start worshiping me, they start ministering unto me, and don't get bored by doing that. Your angels are always doing something for the Lord all the time. Amen? The Bible says your children's angels are always beholding the Father's face all the time. They don't get bored, but they do have work to do. Amen? Also, the good news is also that God's got assignments for us upon the earth. And there are seasons of blessings we need for God to do in different parts of our lives. Look back at the life of King David. Back when David faced Goliath, he didn't need a big old mound of gold in his hands. What did he need? He needed power, accuracy, and courage. God blessed him with power, accuracy, and courage. A few years goes by. He's now in Saul's kingship. Saul hates him, becomes jealous of him, starts chasing him, trying to take his life and trying to kill him. What does David now need to be blessed with? Not gold, not silver, not clothing. He needs divine protection. He needs divine perseverance. He needs divine ability to forgive and forget and not be bitter and angry and hate the king named King Saul. He needs to be blessed with those abilities in his life. That's another season for his life. Now time goes by. He becomes king of all of Israel. Now he needs silver, and now he needs gold. Now he needs wisdom. Now he needs armies and horses and chariots. All these things are seasons of his life, of blessings needed by God in different dimensions for his life. You see, our problem is we don't sometimes wait upon the Lord and say, Father God, what blessing do I need the most in my life? King Solomon was wise and said, God, don't give me riches, gold and silver. I need wisdom to rule your people. And God said, because you were wise to ask for this, you're going to receive all the other things automatically. And God's saying to you and I, let's pray to God, God, bless me with what I need to be blessed with in this season of my life. I want to see breakthroughs take place in my life as well. Amen? Blessing means to confer abundant and effective life in your life. It's one thing for me to give you a check this morning for $1,000 in your hand to bless you with $1,000. Something totally different to say, I confer now to you a blessing for every need of your life in Jesus' name. The $1,000 check may last for one payment for one rent, for your rent or for your house payment. One time is taken care of. That's not enough. You need more than that, amen? That's only one little blessing you need in your life. You need more of patience, more of wisdom, more diligence, more favor, more timing, more grace, more than just money in your life. So moving on, God wants to confer to you an effective life, not just a $1,000 one-time check, little dab will do you. He wants to bless every area of your life. Look here at the screen now, Psalm 81, verse 10. It says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. What's that mean? Does it mean do this? And God fills our mouth up and blesses us? No, God is speaking in spiritual terms. What God is saying is, open your mouth up with what I put inside your mind, and then speak out what I put in you. You do that, open your mouth up wide, I'm going to fill your mouth up with my words, my desires, my timing, and my agreement, and then bring forth divine breakthroughs of blessings for your life. Open your mouth, and I'll fill it. That's why God gave us today this verse in Psalm about, I'm going to take violence from your land. I'm going to put gates around your cities. I'm going to demand praise from your people. I'm going to bring to an end the violence in your cities. See, God will take and says, open your mouth up, I will fill your mouth. Also, praise brings that about as well. The next verse, Psalm 104, 28 about blessing says this. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. When God's hand opens up, you're going to be filled with good things. Why is God's hand closed sometimes, though? That's a question we're going to try to answer the next few weeks in this series. What closes God's hand? What opens God's hand back up? Psalm 78, verse 23, 24 says this. Yet he had commanded the clouds above, and he opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna on them to eat, and he gave them of the bread of heaven. God opens up the doors. Manna comes down. Provision takes place. So God's saying in three ways here, I got open hands, I've got open mouths, I've got open doors, I got open windows. God says when things open up, blessings start happening to God's people upon the earth. I'm sending you guys again. God is saying to me very, very strong prophetically, 2013 is a time to start opening some things up that have been shut in our lives that God wants to open that only He can open up. Amen? Number five, fifth word is the word treasure. The word treasure. The word treasure means wealth of any kind that is stored up and kept in reserve. Things that are stored up and kept in reserve. Remember again the Bible when Christ was talking about the end days, last days, it says, think about the parable of the virgins. There was, I think it was called 10 wise and I think it was 10 foolish virgins. The wise virgins had enough oil to last the entire night till the bridegroom came back. The foolish ones had only a little bit of oil. I encourage you guys, do not let your oil of the Spirit of God inside your heart grow weak, grow shallow, or grow a little in these last days. Spend time in God's presence. Spend time worshiping God. Spend time praising God. Spend time thinking about God. Spend time thanking God. Spend time reading God's Word. Fill your lamp up with the oil of the Holy Spirit in these last days. You'll be rewarded for that. Rewarded for that. Amen? Because those virgins were rewarded for their obedience, their faith. Their lamps burn brightly in the last days. The word treasure, it means more than money, more than job promotion. Here's three scriptures about treasure. Old Testament. First of all, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 says this. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow from any. Same chapter, same book. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 13 says, and of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord is his land with the precious things of heaven. God says things in heaven, you have access to them by His grace, by His power, by His Spirit, by His anointing. Isaiah 45 verse 3 goes on and says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. That's why God tells us, come to the secret place. Spend time with me in the secret place. I open treasures of heavens from secret places into your life and your heart. You know, God has mysteries about your husband to reveal to you, about your wife, about your employer, about your city, about this nation, about our president. God has secret things to reveal to you that are prayer points, that are faith points, that are actions of obedience points that will bring such a breakthrough, it'll blow your socks off what God reveals in the secret place. Amen? You know, this whole thing I did about these 300 seminars on secular rock music is all because I was in a secret place and God put me in the right place at the right time to hear divine instructions about what's going on behind the scenes in the whole rock and roll music culture realm years and years ago. There's only one little bitty thing on the face of the earth that God wants to reveal to people to bring forth destruction to the powers of darkness on the face of the earth. We need keys released to us of obedience from the secret place, receiving God's instruction, God's wisdom, God's voice in the secret place of our life. Let's move on here now. I want you to write down, if you would, five more things this morning. You know, Cheryl was praying today, and she began to list about three of my P's here. I'm going to give you guys five P's that I'm going to be talking about in detail for the next 5 weeks beyond my trip to Burma. Starting next week on Sunday, I'll get the first one. The other four will take place after the Burma-Myanmar trip I go on the 9th of January. Be praying for that trip as well. But in this series, we're going to cover five areas of breakthroughs that God wants to establish in our lives. At Tree of Life Church, your lives individually, God has these things already stored up for us to tap into, break into, and see windows open up in these areas. So please take these things to heart. I hear God speaking to us so strong about these things. It's on my heart very powerfully. Number one, the first word is the word provision. Cheryl mentioned provision also today in her prayer time. So open heavens means that God was to bring in such provision that you have all you need to meet all of life's challenges and opportunities in your life. God's going to release more and more opportunities, you guys, to buy land, to buy houses, to take and invest in things around you, to help others out that are poor and needy. And God says you need divine provision for that to increase in your life. Are going to see things pass you up in the year 2013. This treasure, it could be, again, how to handle your child who's been rebellious, how to take care of your neighborhood's needs around you. There's things God wants to release in the realms of wisdom that only comes to you by divine provision, by God's mouth, God's voice, God's heart in so many ways. Number two, open heavens also means the presence of God that brings transformation even to this, to some of the stubborn areas of our lives. We got some stubborn parts of our lives that God does not have access to today. And God wants access to every part of your life. Amen? That means your attitude. That means your speech. That means, again, sometimes even things you do as your habits, your behaviors and so forth, your friends, your acquaintances, your future plans, your work ethic. God wants those stubborn areas touched by His Spirit, because when He touches those things and they're given to Him, you can close some things down to open some new things up. And the new thing God opens up will bring a blessing into your life you can't even contain what God does on the other side. May God reveal to us stubborn areas of our lives. I hear God right now just saying, wait for a moment. Wait for a moment, because He said right now, He's going to help us discern some stubborn areas of our lives that have been strongholds of ours, self-will, selfishness, things that sometimes we're blind to in our own selves, our own actions, our own attitudes, that He wants to touch so strongly and bring those things tumbling down by His power and grace, even by repentance. Number three, open heavens also brings forth God's providence. God's providence. This means that I don't rely any longer upon luck, upon happen chance, or upon just circumstance around me. I now walk by faith in the Son of God, who brings forth divine luck, divine coincidences, and divine occurrences that all lead together for the good, for my calling, my destiny, and God's plan for my life from the very creation of the earth. I live by providence, not by luck, not by coincidence, not by happen chance anymore in my life. It also means all the loose ends of my life, disappointments, failures, depressions, things that were shipped from me in the past, they all come back together now for the good. God repays those things back to me. The years the enemy has stolen from me come back to me once again. And God turns all the evil things somehow into redemptive things and brings forth His providence to bring forth a testimony and a power and a might and an expansion to His kingdom on the other side of bad things in my life. Number four, open heavens also brings forth a preview from God. A preview from God. How many folks know that when God shows you things in advance, you can then plan for those things in advance? God's going to give you previews of 2013 right now. For those who hear His voice, spend time in His presence, spend time in His Word, He's going to bring you previews of coming attractions. Amen? I saw a movie yesterday that was called The Hobbit. Had a lot of spiritual truths in that thing. Amen? But there's actually some previews there of coming attractions. If those things come to pass, the world's in big trouble. There's at least five movies coming out talking about the world almost getting destroyed next year. So we're in big trouble. Those things come to pass. God's got a preview for you of things of healing, things of restoration, things of getting mended back together once again, things being restored, things being blessed, things being increased. Amen. Not being destroyed, not being wiped out, but being rejuvenated by God's power and by God's Spirit. God's got good things in store for us in the coming year ahead, as only He can do. Last of all, number five, open heavens brings God's promotion also to our lives. God's promotion. It means divine favor comes. And when favor comes, there always comes advancement. There always comes promotion. There always comes increase in your life. These are five things that God's speaking to my heart about the next few weeks to be preaching on, speaking on, elaborating on also as you go through this whole series here on open heavens, open windows, open doors. God's got that in store for us, the Church of Jesus Christ, for the year 2013. Are you glad? Do you want to hear closed doors, closed heavens, bad God, mean God, angry God? I'm telling you, God is not mad. God's not upset. God's not worried. God's not fearful. God has all things still in control in the entire universe. Even the devil himself is doing things that God's going to turn around redemptively in these last days and bring forth a great harvest to even nations upon the earth that have been closed to the gospel in years gone by. I'm going to receive, if I could right now, James's help on the platform here. We got about 10 minutes here in the close of the service. I heard the Spirit of God speak to my heart very strong this morning in prayer how to end the service today. I want to pray for a moment, first of all, about the open heavens, open windows, open doors that God wants to bring over our lives in the coming new year. Then I want to spend some time, if we could, praying that God would show to us things of 2012 that are residue he does not want carried into 2013. That song says, should old acquaintance be forgot? But God says, should old offenses, wounds, bruises, disappointments, thievery, loss, things that were discouraging to you perhaps in this year, 2012, God wants all those things put into a vault of forgetfulness and not vexing your life next year in 2013. Let's pray first of all right now for about the open heavens, open windows that God reveals to us, what he's speaking to our hearts in specific, individually, corporately, in this church as well. Now, Father God, I praise you. I thank you, O Lord God, that you're the God that brings forth strength, that brings forth wisdom, that brings forth might, that brings forth, O God, a supernatural release. That only through that can the windows of heaven really be opened up over our lives, our hearts, our city, our nation, our families. Father, I pray, O God, this day, show us what it means to have open windows in our marriages, in our relationships, in our walk with you, O God, in our church, in our city. We want, O God, to walk in a place where we say, Father God, I sense your increase. I sense your presence. I sense, O God, your provision. I sense, O God, that you're bringing forth revelation, anointing, and skill and power that was not there in times past. Father, I pray, O God, the next few weeks in this church as well. Bring forth, O God, divine instruction and specific that will show us what you want opened up, O God, in our lives, what you want to be shut down and closed in our lives, to bring forth, O God, your desires for 2013 upon this place, upon this people, God, upon this church, and upon this city, as only you can do. And Father, right now also, when our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed across this congregation, we right now, Father God, say, help us, Lord, to enter into the new year in a couple of days with no baggage, no luggage, nothing, Father God, that was a disappointment or discouragement or a painful thing to me, do I choose to drag into the next year. I choose, O God, this day, let bygones be bygones. Let those hurts, disappointments and wounds and bruises, those things, O God, of lack, of loss, of thievery, I let those things go right now in Jesus' name, knowing, Father God, that you're my provider, you're my recompense, you're my mighty strong tower. You are my reward. You are the high place. You are the glory and lifter of my head. You are more than enough. You're my lover. You're the keeper of my soul. You're the one that brings forth confidence and peace. You're my peace giver. You are the God who brings forth light out of darkness. You bring forth, O God, sense where there's been no sense made. You bring forth, O God, clarity where there's been confusion. And you bring forth, O God, even revelation, where there's been a lie of darkness penetrate my mind and my heart. I give, O God, this next year to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I say, Father, forgive me, cleanse me and wash me. Make my heart, O God, white and pure and clean and whole and strong. As I end 2012, I put all these things behind me under the blood of Jesus Christ that have been wrong or sinful or evil, wicked, rebellious, cantankerous, even betraying. I praise you, God, you forgive me, you cleanse me, you wash me, you take these things, O God, from me, and give me, O God, a heart that's steadfast. Give me a soul, O God, that is strong and true. Give me, O God, a mouth that speaks life. Give me, O God, a mind that's cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have the mind of Christ in the year coming up, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray that you prayed that prayer today.